Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're going into Father's Day weekend. And one of the biggest problems we have in the United States today is a lack of fathers. So, fathers, I salute you. I'm one of you. I found being a father quite a rewarding thing. But hey, be sure and celebrate that. That is actually, I think that is ranked the 20. I saw a comedy bit on this. This is the 20th most popular holiday, Father's Day, and Halloween's higher than this. Mother's Day is higher. Christmas, Arbor Day is higher than this. The celebration of trees. So Father's Day, we need to understand the importance of fathers in the family. In California, I am a dog lover. I love dogs. I have a dog named Hunter. Hunter has been in some of the videos I make. He is quite the insinuated member of the family. And normally I go and get my dogs at a shelter. In California, a shelter has decided to make how you feel about guns and whether you're for gun control part of their decision as to whether they're going to let you adopt a dog. This triggered an unlikely ally for us, coming from PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. They pushed back against this California animal shelter's decision to turn away potential pet adoptees based on their opinion about gun control. So this is coming from the Shelter Hope Pet Shop in Thousand Oaks, California, according to their website. We do not support those who believe that the Second Amendment gives them the right to buy assault weapons. If your beliefs are not in line with ours, we will not adopt a pet to you. If you hesitate because your core belief is that you believe teachers need to carry firearms, then you will not get approved to adopt from us, they continued. If you foster for us and believe in guns, please bring our dogs and or cats back, or we will arrange to have them picked up. People who lie about being members of the NRA will potentially be sued for fraud, they also warned. Seriously demented, deluded people. Katie Cryer, the assistant manager of PETA, told Fox News Digital that they have known the shelter to do good work and are sure they have the best intentions from PETA's perspective because there's a homeless animal crisis. What counts is that adopted animals are treated well and cared for, and that is the criteria we feel is important. The Shelter Hope Pet Shop is owned by actress Kim Sill, and she defended her expectations for potential adoptees to Fox News, especially given the impact gun violence has had on her family. She said, in 1998, my sister was shot and killed by her husband. He bought a gun 2 days previously with no mental health check and killed her. Sill said the tragedy prompted her to get into animal rescue, which she said likely saved her from suicide. She said this new shelter policy, was prompted by the recent mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, as well as the nearby shooting that took place near the shelter in 2018. Now, here's the thing about animal shelters, and this is just my feelings about them. My dog, as an example, he was on death row when I got him. What a needless waste of a great soul that would have been. And yes, I do believe animals have souls. And so I was very glad to do it. And I would do it again. And I will do it again. Sill says adoption facilities like mine turn people down for all kinds of reasons. They can turn you down for the kind of dog food you tell them you're going to use on that dog you want, or the kind of cat litter. I mean, seriously, we are a private nonprofit, and we pride ourselves in trying to find the absolute best homes for the dogs and cats that we can. But adding this question about gun control, I guess, has stirred up the conversation with those who don't believe that they should have to tell me what their situation is. So I think that's the deal breaker for most of them. She noted how some have been turned away for not wanting to answer the question about gun control. They have an hour long interview process, and I get it. I think dogs should go to a good home. She is not exactly, as far as being an actress, she's acted in more movies than I have, which that's everybody that has ever acted in a movie. I've never heard of any of them. Bad Blood, Carnal Fate, Lap Dancing, Sexual Intrigue, The Erotic Misadventures of the Invisible Man. I don't know, she sort of sounds like maybe a erotic actress, I don't know. But she explains this. God forbid if you have a stroke and your wife calls me up and tells me to come to your house and get the dog. I might not feel safe coming to your house knowing that you are very radically opposed to me thinking it's not okay for an 18-year-old to have a gun. So it would make her nervous to come get a dog at a house, even though she probably has no idea what they think about her, because they don't care about her. I think it is splendid that she runs an animal shelter. I think animals are a noble part of this earth. But, this is a ridiculous position to have. She's in a part of California where a lot of people, I mean, there's a lot of crime going on right now, and it's not because of guns. It's because of politicians. She is also to make sure that you understand that all the gun owners out there are just violent, crazy people. She goes that she said she's received hundreds of death threats from people calling the shelter, but she forgives them. How Christian of her. So once again, and I mean, this is, she's not even a. She's like a G-grade actress, I guess. I've never heard of her. She's never heard of me either. I guess that makes us even. The only problem is that I don't sit back and impose my views on a world when I'm providing something to them that I want them to, you know. Providing a good home to a dog is a very noble thing. For a cat, it's a no. Super Dave Harrington, he's a cat lover. He has plenty of cats. Steve Fisher, he has a Rottweiler, and he keeps a dog all the time, and that's his doggo. And I mean, everybody's got a soft spot for a certain pet, whether it's a dog or an iguana. And having a shelter that caters to this is great. However, the only problem is that she's sitting there and she's judging me simply because I believe in the Bill of Rights. So I probably would not go get one of her dogs. And I wonder what she does to these after a certain time. I wonder, but she's in Thousand Oaks, California. I'm pretty sure she has plenty of people there that, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm not in thousands of. That is the most bizarre position to take when you're trying to save animals' lives, but if you're a gun owner, you don't get to save this animal's life. Sorry. We'll not adopt this dog to you. Sorry. But when we get back, we're going to address the fatherlessness in America. This is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This weekend we commemorate Father's Day, and it is important that we recognize that millions of children throughout this nation are growing up without their dads. Data from the United States Census Bureau shows that nearly 18.5 million children grow up without their fathers, which has in return led to the United States owning the title of the world's leader in fatherlessness. fatherhood is essential to the development of children, and the increased involvement of fathers in the home leads to better results in a wide variety of outcomes. From economic prosperity, increased academic performance, improved social mobility, fathers in the respective homes continue to be a key indicator of success for all children across racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic groups. And, you know, there's a resolution in the House of Representatives that promotes fatherhood and its proven benefit to society. And in the United States right now, it is unprecedented, this fatherless crisis going on right now. Approximately 80% of single-parent homes are led by single mothers, therefore leading to nearly 25% of our youth growing up without a father in the home. And that is a staggering statistic. It has not only destroyed the nuclear family, but has devastated communities across the nation. We know, for example, that 85% of children and teens with behavioral disorders come from fatherless homes, and over 70% of all adolescent patients in drug and alcohol treatment centers originate from homes without fathers. Fatherless youth eventually become adults who, without the structure of a two-parent household, struggle to gain their footing in the world. Right now, we're dealing with a rise in crime, substance abuse, incarceration, decreased social mobility, and economic strains. And we need to acknowledge the impact that fatherlessness has had on all of these issues. This is one of these core things that is at the very base of where all of this violence begins and what turns a inner city kid from, you know, just a kid that, whose parents don't make a lot of money to a kid who has no parents and becomes a gang member. We have to recognize how we as fathers empower, teach, and develop our children. And that plays a direct role in their well-being and their mental health and their ability to persevere through adversity. This resolution allows us, as an advocate for the nuclear family, to recognize and promote policy to incentivize two-parent households. But the effort to promote fatherhood should not remain solely within the confines of Capitol Hill, because they're trying to do something in the House of Representatives about that. In Florida, there was a successful and bipartisan effort from Tallahassee to champion fatherhood with the passage of HB 7065 that included millions in funding for educational and mentorship programs for at-risk youth and support for struggling fathers. We should encourage all state governments to both recognize and champion fatherhood, because it is important. It is part of the future of youth. Beyond the enormous benefit to children, there are numerous advantages in a society that results from a strong nuclear family. Regarding poverty, the data shows that children without a father in the home are 5 times more likely to live in poverty than a child in a two-parent household. We know that children without fathers at home are 9 times more likely to drop out of school and represent 90% of all homeless and runaway children. This is creating a debilitating impact that fatherless homes have on our youth and our country, and we are feeling it now. And this weekend, of course, we're getting ready to give thanks to the millions of hardworking fathers. And this is one of these things where we should not forget and leave behind the men, women, and children who do not celebrate this with us, that can't celebrate this with us. The success of our nation depends on 4 central tenets, faith, family, the free market, and education. And our resolution is the first, or this resolution coming from the House is the first of many measures that champion the spirit of those 4 tenets with the support in which they deserve. For those of us that are here Maybe we should be looking outside of ourselves and looking around what's going on around us and seeing if there's somebody we might mentor, somebody we might talk to, somebody we might, you know, some dad that's struggling, some kids that don't have a dad, you know? I don't even know how you would start that, but I bet you there's a way to find out. I bet you it's an easy thing to find out. So, you know, with the greatest generation, right, the 40s, yes, and I know all about all the stuff that comes with all that and all these other things, but with the greatest generation, when World War II occurred, the nation as a whole coalesced and got behind one effort. And off we went. The affluent, the sports stars, the movie stars, the guys who washed dishes, the guys who drove trucks, they all went overseas somewhere to fight a war that threatened the entirety of the world. And that was when the nuclear family was at its zenith. That is not the case now. We do not have that now. We have the Democrats and their little policies have led to a lot of fatherlessness. And sometime today, sometime while I'm doing this show, some little gangbanger who doesn't have any parents, some kid, that's probably between the age of 12 and 19, he's going to die. He's going to get killed. Maybe it'll just be a child who doesn't have a father and mother, not in the gangs yet. Maybe they just get killed in the crossfire. Whatever happens, wherever they are, they're going to be somewhere that they can't escape because they lost that two-parent family, that foundation to give them some support and help them grow up healthy. This is definitely something we have to get a hold of. This is, at the very least, we owe it to ourselves, we owe it to our children, and to our fellow countrymen. It is the future of our country that this is partially part of the balance of what is left. And we see what fatherlessness has done. Can we rescue this? If you're looking for where gun crime begins, it begins with fatherlessness. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom. Truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flight cancellations and delays have been creating headaches for holiday weekend travelers. The flight tracking website FlightAware showing over 2,500 flights canceled nationwide Sunday. Most of the problems were blamed on bad weather and a pilot shortage in the United States. The TSA saying Friday was the busiest air travel day of 2022, and that TSA officers screened nearly 2.5 million people at security checkpoints. This man shares with MSNBC his not-so-fun experience at the airport.
To get here to the airport just for our flight to be delayed, 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 and about 11:30 last night, the flight was canceled.
Speaking to reporters near his beach home in Delaware, President Biden says he soon will make a decision on forgiving student debt. USA Radio News. The president wrote a letter last week to oil producers urging them to focus on production over profits. Appearing on Fox's America Reports, Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Banks shares what he believes would lower energy costs.
We need to make America energy independent. Again, we need to roll back the incredible sheer number of regulations that the Biden administration has put in place.
The White House says that oil prices are high across the globe as a result of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Voters in Israel are heading back to the polls.
On Monday, the leaders of Israel's coalition government said they would move to dissolve parliament and call for new elections, sending the country back to the polls for the fifth time in 3 years. Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid is expected to become transitional prime minister during an election period likely to last several months. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I opened up with this particular story about this Thousand Oaks animal shelter that if you're, you believe in gun rights, but if you don't believe what they believe and they find out that you don't believe what they believe, they'll sue you. And you can't adopt a pet either. So, here we have this. Two El Monte police officers in L.A. County, Michael Paradis and Joseph Santana. They were murdered in cold blood earlier this week by a gang member who should have been behind bars but instead was free to kill thanks to the so-called progressive criminal justice policies in vogue in America's cities, courtesy of woke legislators and prosecutors. And this is an old story. It's an oft-repeated story. L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon, who is subject to recall. His buddy Chase Bodine has been recalled. Gascon spent a combined 9 years as San Francisco's DA and police chief, moving to L.A. and was elected to serve as its DA in 2020, bringing his pro-criminal policy with him. And much of the responsibility for the murders of Corporal Paradis and Officer Santana rests on Gascon's shoulders. The cop killer in question, Justin Flores, was killed in the shootout with the two officers, has served two prison terms for burglary and car theft, and pleaded no contest to possessing a firearm as a felon last winter. And he was in the street. He possessed a firearm as a felon last winter. He should be in jail right now. He should have been in jail. A day before the shooting, Flores's probation officer filed for a revocation hearing after the suspect allegedly assaulted his girlfriend the week prior, violating his probation. He got probation for possession of a firearm as a felon. Instead of waiting for the hearing behind bars, he was allowed to walk free because that's Gascon's policy. Gascon's pro-criminal policies are leading to more innocent people dying. They've allowed a record number of violent gang members, rapists, domestic abusers, and murderers to be let off with a slap on the wrist, including reduced sentences and generous parole options. California right now has a metastasizing criminal class. They know that they can get away with their actions, or at worst, get reduced sentences, and wait it out and get right back to where they left off. L.A. County, in particular, has become a playground for criminals who prey on ordinary taxpayers. And Gascon and soft-on-crime prosecutors like him openly signal to these predators that they won't have to pay for their actions. And, of course, in L.A., most people aren't carrying guns. Most people are not allowed to carry a gun in L.A. And the problem is not restricted to Gascon. San Francisco, which just kicked Chase Bodine out, he fought in court to eliminate money bail from the judicial system. In New York, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg has basically promised not to criminalize shoplifting. So, now though, because we have a tsunami of crime occurring in these blue cities, the tide is beginning to turn. Because not everybody lives in a blue city. Although they may vote for these blue politicians, they don't know what they're doing most of the time. They're not actually bad people. They're just ignorant. In San Francisco, Bodine was removed in a recall election. And the voters of Orange County, California, soundly rejected another pro-criminal candidate for their DA in favor of tough-on-crime incumbent Todd Spitzer, who won more than 60% of the vote. Now, if George Gascon was not in office, courtesy of L.A. County's voters, these two slain police officers would have returned home to their wives and children. Instead, those young ladies are now, I mean, these guys were young fellas. These were young men. Young men. If one of them was 35, if the oldest was 35, I would be shocked. Young fellas. These young ladies are now widows, and their children are fatherless. Which reason, you know. One thing that we're going to have to do, and, you're going to have to decide how you feel about the police. Okay? Some of you don't like them. I get it. I understand it. I don't like it when they... I don't like some of the COVID police that have been out there. But the majority of them, when they put on the badge and go out on patrol, I have to believe that they did not sign up to serve under a system that protects the criminals more than the victims or the peace officers. Now, L.A. County, L.A. County has more residents than my entire state. I think in South Carolina there's 6 million people. L.A. County has more than that just in L.A. County. That's a lot of people packed into one place. And if you're not going to have law enforcement, and if you can't carry guns, and if you're going to let the animals loose, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get regular innocent people getting killed. They don't deserve to be killed. They don't deserve to be killed by these guys. The other thing you're going to get is you're going to get fatherless children who then may grow up and join that predator class because they're fatherless. It's a vicious circle, and it's a vicious cycle, in fact. I know how I felt about the cops shutting down church services and how I felt about them arresting you if you didn't have a mask on outside and all that other nonsense. I know how I felt about them around here. And I know we live in a skewed moment. I'm aware of a circumstance, and I may have the guy on to talk about it. He's been on the show before. I'm aware of a circumstance where a bunch of people that were hired to protect something walked up to somebody who walked into the retail operation with a sword strapped on his back, a serious, 3-foot long sword, And because he was black, and they walked up to him because he was walking in. This is inside a shopping mall. You know, this isn't some Japan anime where the heroes walk around routinely in regular society with a sword strapped across their back. That's not the way, you know. No, that's not how things happen. They got kicked out. The company got kicked out for approaching him because he was black. Not because he wasn't a legitimate threat, but because this is a very skewed, we got a bunch of skewed things happening. At that point, when that becomes a thing, if that guy decides to draw his sword and hack up the snowflakes that are, and all, everybody there is a snowflake. There's not a pipe hitter among them. They're just going to get hacked up. They're just going to become chunky people. They're going to be people chunks. And all because of racism. Not because the guys walking up to him were racist, but the people there claimed that they were racist for walking up to somebody that is probably could be a legitimate threat. And when you have a legitimate threat like that, you have to pay attention to them. We can't, I mean, we have all these people right now, all these rampage killers that go out and give all these signs. And nobody pays attention to them. Then when they snap, everybody's like, well, we need more gun control. No, you have all the gun control that is necessary. Enforce the laws. How about that? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Your average gun rights guy is going to get out there and they're going to be a fan of the Constitution, the entire Constitution. Because they understand that unless you're willing to stand up for all the constitutional rights, that's hypocritical. You know, but then the 10th Amendment is a unique case. And while it does still apply, the feds have sort of rendered that irrelevant. We've had decades of federal law and legal precedent in many ways. But in a lot of ways, the anti-gun argument hinges on the 10th Amendment. So we get this from some law professors at UC Irvine. In its 2008 decision in District of Columbia versus Heller, the court ruled that the Second Amendment grants individuals the right to bear arms. We are law professors with expertise in United States comparative constitutional and international law. Although we think Heller was wrongly decided regarding federal regulation, we focus here on the court's 2010 decision in McDonald versus the city of Chicago regarding state and local regulation. While Heller was based on the Second Amendment, McDonald was based on the 14th. Under the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment, the Supreme Court consistently held in that series of decisions between 1925 and 1971 that only fundamental rights included in the Bill of Rights bind the states. The critical question here is, which rights are fundamental? Before the court's 2010 decision, in McDonald's, settled constitutional law established that the Second Amendment right to bear arms was not a fundamental right, and therefore the Second Amendment did not impose constitutional constraints on state and local governments. McDonald rejected two centuries of consistent precedent by holding that the Second Amendment imposes legally binding limits on state governments. So, in part of this, what they're basically saying is, we don't have to have a Supreme Court now. Everything they've done should just be legally binding, and they should just not ever consider anything. But the problem with this is that, you know, these are the guys that say the Constitution is a living, breathing document. And yet, they get out there, and they, when you have justices on the Supreme Court, who their job is to maintain constitutionality in the United States, they reject it if they don't agree with it. So the case here that they're trying to make is that the 10th Amendment means states should be able to heavily restrict guns as much as they want. Almost adorable here when they pretend to understand the Constitution. But this was written by a law professor at UC Irvine, which should tell you a great deal about the current state of law schools. So let's address the idiotic idea that the right to bear arms isn't a fundamental right. Second Amendment mentions the people. The people's right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. If you look at the rest of the Constitution, you find the term the people pop up with some regularity. And in every single instance, it does. It's found to apply to the individual people who make up the population of the United States. The right of the people to peaceably assemble doesn't apply to the states, but to the people themselves. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, their houses, their papers, their effects against unreasonable searches and seizures only applies to people, not to states. In literally no other instance has anyone tried to make the claim that the people means anything other than the people themselves, as opposed to the state, the government, or any other entity. And as such, McDonald was found quite correctly. Further, the Tenth Amendment has absolutely no bearing on this issue. And the fact the Tenth Amendment is far more suggestive against this measure, the text of that amendment reads, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited it by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. So in other words, it makes it rather clear the powers are dispersed between the states and the people themselves. Then the question becomes, okay, where do you draw that line? Yet the fact that this amendment specifies the states tells us something interesting. Namely, the Founding Fathers didn't see the states and the people as interchangeable terms. Had the Second Amendment been about state militias, it's entirely likely the Founders would have said so. And they didn't. And what's hilarious to me is that folks like this are making this fuss, but I suspect they're outraged over the upcoming Supreme Court decision, kicking the abortion question back to the states. Why is the Tenth Amendment a viable argument for restricting a right the Constitution specifically says shall not be infringed, but not a supposed right not enumerated literally anywhere? It's actually quite fascinating when you think about it. Quite fascinating. Back to the gun question, it seems rather obvious the Second Amendment was a fundamental right when the Bill of Rights was ratified, and should have been considered a fundamental right all along. And I like to thank this UC Irvine professor for at least tacitly admitting he believes the Second Amendment is a second-class right. Sort of refreshing, if not a, little tyrannical. Maybe a lot tyrannical, I don't know. Okay, so. Matthew McConaughey. He has hired DC lobbyists to push for gun control. He's decided to get in politics. And this is not new for an actor. Not really. We've seen it before. Actress Cynthia Nixon challenged Andrew Cuomo for the New York governorship and gave him quite a run for his money. Then you have Ronald Reagan, the most famous example, followed by Arnold Schwarzenegger, both of whom served as governor of California, though only Reagan ascended to the White House. Clint Eastwood has been the mayor of Carmel. McConaughey was considering a gubernatorial run in his native Texas this year before deciding against it. And yet, since Uvalde, which where McConaughey is originally from, he's been pushing hard for gun control. Now it seems he's gone where actors don't normally go. He's actually hired a lobbying firm. He's hired a Washington lobbying firm as he advocates for tighter gun laws, mental health funding, and school safety measures after the school shooting in his hometown of Uvalde, Texas. He brought in Avisa Partners, an international consulting and lobbying firm, in his campaign for gun responsibility in the U.S., a term he uses to describe policies like red flag laws and mandatory waiting periods, which there's already a mandatory waiting period if you fail the instant background check. See, when the background check started, the background check was under the thing, the impression that it was going to be instant. No infringement on your liberties. If you fail the background check, then the ATF, the FBI, they all have 3 days to either pass or fail you if you fail it initially, or if it doesn't come back. And then when it does come back, it if you can buy the gun. If it doesn't ever come back, by default, you get the gun. So yeah, there's a waiting period there. Waiting periods don't cool anybody off. I'm not going to sit there and go, well, I'm going to murder somebody, but if I'm going to do it next Wednesday, I need to buy the gun 10 days prior. Nobody does that. Visa will serve as representative of the famous actor in Washington. The registration for partnership was filed Wednesday, linking Visa Partners to McConaughey's holding company. Nobody objects to beefing up school security. And I don't have an issue with increased mental health funding. They've cut it. They've stigmatized it, you know. Nobody's has mental health now. So this means the lobbying firm is really going to be focused on his push for gun control. And that's a shame. With an actor, it is crucial that we separate the artist from the art. And I like his work. I like his work. I like his rom-coms. I like his dramas. I like his movie that he just made, Gentleman, where he's actually playing a bad guy. But the big problem is that McConaughey is pushing for policies on a subject that he is woefully uninformed about. In fact, if he would really push hard for increased school security and better mental health funding, that would actually fix the problem of school shootings all by itself. But he's being driven by emotion and not by an understanding of the issues. And that's hardly surprising. He might shoot a gun on the big screen, but that doesn't mean he understands the nuances of the politics of firearms. And will this actually matter? Probably not. He can do it because he has enough money, but if decades of activism by groups with even deeper pockets haven't managed to make the impact they want, he's not going to do anything. But he might want to think about the ground he's treading. Not everyone in Hollywood is as leftist as he might think. Coming up next, it's going to be Keita Bussey, Weaponized Woman. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.